On February 11, 1948, Sam Wolford trudged all night through a Texas blizzard to save a snowbound family.
A century ago, Andrew Carnegie created a fund to honor and compensate ordinary people who put their lives at risk to save others. Since then, the Carnegie Hero Fund has recognized nearly 9,000 individuals.
The fierce storm had been raging 20 hours when Wolford answered his door that afternoon. The previous evening, Kenneth Reynolds, a new resident to the hills outside Amarillo, had been driving with his mother-in-law and his three young children when his pickup skidded off a remote farm road. After spending the night huddled in the vehicle, Reynolds went for help and, trudging through waist-deep snow, arrived at Wolford's ranch. The 57-year-old rancher rigged a platform on his tractor and drove with Reynolds across the frigid fields to the pickup. They arrived at dusk to find only the youngest child still conscious. Loading them all on the platform, Wolford drove over a mile to a neighbor's home. Wolford feared all five would die without medical attention, but there were no telephones nearby. So the rancher went back out into the blizzard, driving, and when his tractor stalled, walking for miles through deep snow on an all-night odyssey. He made it back with a rescue party the next morning, in time to save Reynolds and his baby, but not the other three. Wolford recovered from his 16-hour ordeal.
A century of heroes is made possible by MSA, having a passion for safety for 90 years.